conservative political activist, Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker. Today we're going to talk about more of a national issue, an update on the Brunson Brothers SCOTUS case. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with that. A case that could potentially affect results of the 2020 presidential election. This is from the Breaking Christian News, dated February 3rd. Now, these brothers have brought forth a suit that is now at the Supreme Court of the United States. They are announcing, "We have good news. We are back on the docket. SCOTUS has updated our motion for reconsideration and has set a conference date of February 17th, just 2 weeks from Friday. The case brought by Utah brothers Rayland and Loy Brunson, Rayland Brunson versus Alma Adams, had been making its way through the U.S. court system. After the U.S. Supreme Court initially agreed to hear the case, it was rejected without explanation on January 9th of this year. However, on February 1st, the Brunson brothers shared on Twitter that the case was back on. "We have good news. We are back on the docket," the tweet read. "SCOTUS has updated our motion for reconsideration and has set a conference date of February 17th, just 2 weeks from Friday. We told you we are ready for anything. We are still in the fight. Keep the prayers coming." The Brunson versus Adams case, if won, would essentially reverse the presidential results of the 2020 election. On Rayland Brunson's website, a description reads, "The lawsuit. Both lawsuits include defendants Biden, Harris, former Vice President Pence, and 385 members of Congress for breaking their oath of office by voting against the proposition that came from members of Congress to investigate the claims that were there, that there were enemies of the Constitution who successfully rigged the election." Both lawsuits are about the defendants breaking their oath of office. "I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic." The question, how can you support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Answer, you investigate. If there are claims that there is a threat, even if you don't believe there is a threat, you investigate. How else can you determine if there is a threat unless you investigate? You can't. Were there claims of a threat to the Constitution? Yes. Did these serious claims come from? Where did these serious claims come from? 100 members of Congress. What was the threat? That there were enemies of the Constitution who successfully rigged the 2020 election. Is this lawsuit about a rigged election? No. It's about the members of Congress who voted against the investigation, thereby thwarting the investigation. Was this a clear violation of their oath? Yes. The relief that Loy and Rowland are seeking, that defendants be permanently removed from office and not allowed to hold a public office again. The brothers have asked those who agree with the lawsuit to write letters to SCOTUS supporting the case. Brunson tweeted, "Strength in numbers is such an empowering tool that we the people can use to our advantage. So come on over to our website, brunsonbrothers.com, as we continue to grow this historic movement. We feel we are on a divine mission, and the inspiration this has brought to people along with some of the breaks we've caught along the way proves that average American can make a world of a difference. All it takes is vision, a plan, and most importantly, faith and prayer." On their Twitter account, the brothers added, "We truly feel that somehow, some way, all we have done in our lives has been for this purpose. We weren't quite sure what that purpose was until now." So this will all be included in the podcast, how you can hook up with them, find out what's going on. This is good news. Now, a lot of people have told me, well, you know, you shouldn't hold faith in anything. Listen, I don't hold faith in anything like this. But there is a chance, and this is what I want, because defendants of Biden, Harris, former VP Pence, and 385 members of Congress, these people need to go. Now, my question is, what are our leaders in Concord thinking about all this? Because they all remain silent. And as far as I'm concerned, the 2020 election fraud just proved the true colors of some of our elected officials in the state, in both the state house and at the local levels, on pretty much all municipal boards. Called them right out. And we know what King Sununu has to say about the safe and secure elections. All right, guys. Have a great day.